Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I praise God that you were able to join me for the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. If you're a new listener, we welcome you and pray that that you are blessed by the Holy Spirit. We're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday at the same time. But before we begin, where I would share with you what God has placed on my heart, let's take a moment in prayer. Father, I thank you for the privilege we have and the joy that we have knowing that we are part of your family, that everyone who has accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior are a child of God. And so, Father, we thank you that you are a good Father. And Lord, we pray that in these moments we spend together today for the remainder of the week, Lord, that you will anoint our spiritual eyes, that we will behold wondrous things out of thy law. Lord, that you will create in us a clean heart, renew a right spirit within us, open our spiritual understanding. Lord, we pray for the spirit of wisdom and revelation to increase and to grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We thank you for the precious Holy Spirit who is our counselor and who will illumine and enlighten the Word of God, who will reveal Jesus to us and will show us things to come. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness, the many promises of your Word, and for all of your blessings and bountiful benefits in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, as I was seeking the Lord for what He would have, I just opened my Bible, and well, I'm sure I trust you have read the book of Daniel, one of the major prophets in the Old Testament. I felt compelled to read those first several chapters, and I saw such application for the times in which we are living. Now, as perhaps you are aware, the book of Daniel, he was, actually, I read recently, in recent weeks, that he was probably one of the Magi. They were highly respected. And if you recall, when Jerusalem was sieged, and I'd have to go to the first chapter. Why don't we do that right now? And it says, in the third year, this is chapter 1, verse 1, in the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem. He besieged it. And basically, the people, in fulfillment of the prophecy of Jeremiah, were transported to Babylon for 70 years. And in verse 3, I'm not going to read every, not verbatim, but I'll just kind of scan the high points. It says, the king, Nebuchadnezzar, spake to the master of his eunuchs that he should bring certain of the children of Israel, of the king's seed and of the princes. In other words, royalty, those who were of high birth, if you will, or privileged birth in Israel. And verse 4 says, children in whom was no blemish, but were well-favored, skillful in all wisdom and cunning and knowledge and understanding and science, and as such had an ability for them to stand in the king's palace. So he fulfilled that word, and among that group were Daniel, the prophet Daniel, as well as his companions, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And at the very beginning, we find out that Daniel and his comrades would not defile themselves with a portion of the king's meat. In other words, they were committed to stand in the midst of a heathen empire and still serve and worship their God. And that's the subject that the Lord put on my heart to share with you, unwilling to compromise. Because as the children of Israel, Daniel, and those who purpose to continue to serve their God in a foreign land, so we are citizens of another country. We belong to the kingdom of God. We're in the world, but we're not of it. And we are called to stand faithful to our God in this perverse and wicked generation. We know that evil abounds, and yet we are to be that city set upon a hill, as Jesus declared. We were not to put a bushel over our light, but we are to be a light in the darkness of this world and to proclaim the good news that Jesus has come and is the Savior and Redeemer of mankind. Whomsoever will may come and drink freely of the waters of life. And we're going to be looking in detail at some important points in those first several chapters, but let's focus for a moment on Daniel. Throughout his long career, he served under the career of like four kings, and he began, of course, under the reign of King Nebuchadnezzar, and we're going to see how he was promoted. But in chapter 6 of that book, it says the new king was Darius, and there's something about being a king, you know, power corrupts, absolutely. Absolute power absolutely corrupts. At any rate, as we will see in the life of Nebuchadnezzar before God ministered to him, they believed themselves to be kings. They were greatly deceived. We know that's true in terms of the Roman Empire. Remember in times of the early church and even before, those who were rulers many times ascribed to themselves and preferred others to do the same, that they were partially God. Again, that same lie that the devil spoke to Adam and Eve in the garden. You just need a little more wisdom. You need to understand good and evil, and God's holding out on you. That's why he has forbidden you to eat of all the trees. You may eat of the trees of the garden, but not the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And if you do, your eyes will be opened and you will be as gods. That has been the pervasive lie that has gone down through the centuries of the history of mankind. And so he was absolutely set. Darius was, even though at that point Daniel had proved himself, he had an excellent spirit, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Let me read just a few verses now in chapter 6. Then the presidents and princes, in other words, the other officials of Babylon, sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom. They were envious of him. They didn't like him, but they couldn't find any fault in him, unless it was... and it says, neither was there any error or fault found in him. And then they conspired together and said, we won't find any reason or occasion against Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God. And so they persuaded the king to make a firm decree that whosoever would ever ask a petition of God or man for 30 days, save of thee, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions. Well, I'll stop there, because obviously Daniel was... He had gone through much in his life. He had been tested, but he was not. He was a man of integrity, a man of principle, and a man who was not willing to compromise. He was thrown into the lion's den, even though the king, after he had made that decree and saw what was going to happen to Daniel, he repented. But God did a miracle, and an angel came to shut the mouths of the lions. And those who had conspired against him, well, they were thrown into the lion's den, and as I recall, their bodies did not even hit the ground before the lions tore them to pieces. So God will honor, he will fight for those who are willing to take a courageous stand. We see that throughout the Word of God. Remember when Joshua was his last big message to, or sermon, if you would, or exhortation to the children of Israel? He said, choose this day whom you will serve. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Remember when Moses, he came down, he was so upset to see what the children had done in terms of worshiping a golden calf, because he was up in the mount 40 days and 40 nights in the presence of God, receiving the law. And he said, choose whom you will serve. He said, who is on the Lord's side? And he commissioned the sons of Levi to slay all those who had been instrumental in creating that idolatrous situation of worshiping the golden calf. And so throughout the Word of God, we can see that individuals were given a chance to either serve God or turn away from the Lord. If we look to the New Testament, we see the Apostle Paul. He called himself the chiefest of sinners. Why? Because he had persecuted the church of God. He had consented to the death of many. He was there holding the garments of Stephen as he was being stoned, the first martyr of the church, one of the deacons that had been established, a man mighty in word and in the working of miracles. And he caused many to blaspheme. And so in the early church, it was for not just in the very beginning, but for several centuries, there was great persecution against the Christian. Many were fed to the lions. They were burned as living human torches under Nero. They paid a price, but they were not willing to compromise. And we don't know what is ahead of us in the days ahead, but I think of that scripture in Revelation, the overcomers, they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives even unto death. Praise God. Well, I've hardly got into my message. I've just given you a bit of an introduction. I hope you can be with me tomorrow at the same time. I do invite you to write and share your prayer needs. Perhaps you're in a place of temptation where things are getting really difficult, and all you have to do is lower your standards a little bit. Well, God is wanting you to remain strong in Him. I do invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. If you desire the ease of emailing, I will confirm receipt and certainly pray for your needs. If you'd like a personal answer, I ask you to enclose your mailing address so I can respond personally to you by correspondence. I love you. Pray for you every day. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.